We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Next man up, 102.5, The Game, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, basketball.
Want to hear some sad, not news, but a sad anniversary?
What is it?
On this day, 17 years ago, the legendary Michael Jackson passed away.
Oh, man.
That's the first death I remember where I was.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, that was the first one that really, like...
I was five, but I remember it.
Yeah.
We were in Atlanta at the time. We were at Six Flags in Atlanta. I remember.
Yeah.
I was five, and we turned on the news in the hotel, I think, and that was obviously the breaking news of the day.
Yeah.
That's the first one I remember.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's one of the first big, like, celebrity deaths that actually hit me, like, that I can remember. So, man, crazy, 17 years.
Yeah. So you got to play his music today.
Yeah. Parker, that'll be your job. But love the John Tesh there. Again, will always remind me of the Saturday Night Live skit, the Jason Sudeikis.
Maybe a top three sports anthem.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Willie yesterday. We rotate who has the playlist every day on the show. So Willie yesterday was doing like old sports themes. I forgot how good NHL and NBC was.
Yeah, that's a great one. Of course, March Madness. Madness is up there.
SEC on CBS. I refuse to call it Big Ten. And that one, I mean, that's gonna be up there.
Round Ball Rock is one of the best for sure.
I missed the old NBA on ESPN, which was great.
Yeah, that is true.
The new one sucks.
Yeah.
NHL on ESPN's awesome. Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's not. Dun, 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 dun.
Hot take. Not a big Monday Night Football fan.
Yeah.
It's
not
traditional.
A huge fan of that, but.
Sunday night's my favorite, for sure.
Yeah, Sunday night's a good one. Trevor says he died on my birthday. Well, happy birthday, Trevor. Happy birthday to the suit as well.
Yeah.
It's Chase McCabe.
I forgot
birthday.
To text him. Thanks for reminding.
Happy birthday to Chase McCabe, who is getting some much needed time off today, I believe.
Yeah,
and tomorrow.
I think he's off watching some ball somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be Nick Frazier on with Big Joe. We're about to be joined here by Nolan Smith, head coach of Tennessee State men's basketball. And actually, we do have him on the phone lines now. Let's go to them. Head coach Nolan Smith of Tennessee State men's basketball joins us now. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you all for having me.
Well, Coach, last night, disappointing. Aaron Nkrumah was not drafted in the second round of the NBA draft, but has signed a deal with the Denver Nuggets. What was kind of your message to him when he didn't hear his name called last night?
Just continue to prove people wrong. You know, I think it's been part of his journey, part of his story. And I told him it's just the beginning. I said, go destroy NBA Summer League. That's the exact text that I sent him. And that's the mindset I think he's going to have going into it. You know, I think the year he had, the pre-draft that he had, the combine numbers that he was putting up, Summer League is the exact same thing. So I think he has the opportunity now to go. He's a hooper. So I know he's ready to go out there and show every single team now to audition for all the teams that passed up on him to show them what he can really do.
And one of the legends of your program is Robert Covington, who was also an undrafted free agent and ended up stringing together a really nice NBA career. Is that a story that Aaron can really pull from in his journey as well to try and build his NBA journey?
100%. 100%. I think that's definitely something he looks to. Rob has been a mentor to all the players, but especially AK, being that he lives out here, so he's always in practices and he actually took him under his wing during the pre-draft process with workouts and making sure he was taking care of his body. So I know they're going to lean on each other. AK is going to lean on him for advice and, you know, basically how to go into the NBA and carve out his niche.
Coach, I'm sure you've been asked this many times before, but obviously you were drafted out of Duke University and in the NBA draft. So what was that process like for you? What do you remember about that?
Oh, man, it's a grind. It's a grind to show yourself, to show the NBA front offices and scouts and everyone who you really are. And it's a process where you have to compete. You have to go at guys. Guys are going to come at you. I was in a very unique position where the guys that I really wanted to go against and show that I was better than the Kemba Walkers, Jimmer Fredettes, I forget my guy's name from Kentucky, but there were so many guys that were doing only individual workouts. So I was sitting in that spot in the draft where I was kind of in a comfortable position, but not too comfortable. And everybody behind me was trying to get me. And those are the guys I had to see in the draft to basically still go where I went, which was the 21st pick. But, you know, it's hoops. You're tired. You're traveling. You're on planes. Your planes are getting delayed, canceled. You're getting in at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. and having to go into a gym in a place that you've dreamed of being and put your best foot forward.
Coach, speaking of Duke, Cam Boozer drafted a couple of days ago at pick number 3 to the Memphis Grizzlies. What do you think of that pick? Do you think he fits Memphis?
I think he fits anywhere that he goes. I think he's a winner. He's got the pedigree. Being the son of an NBA player, he knows what it takes. I don't think he was worried about wherever he went. I think he's going to go in there and help change the culture down in Memphis, put that winning culture into everyone in that building. He's a professional. He's going to show up every single day ready to work. So I know he's excited. I know their family's ready to go.
We're talking with head coach Nolan Smith of Tennessee State men's basketball. Coach, you know, Aaron, even going undrafted, seeing the jump that he was able to make this year and put himself in that conversation to be drafted last night, how much can that do for your program to continue to build the recruiting base and get talented players in here who know that they can take their next step into professional basketball from Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does a lot for our program. It obviously helps boost us. But again, when these players come in here, getting a guy like AK to buy in, you know, that's what I told all the front offices that I was able to speak with. You're going to get a winner. You're going to get a guy that basically helped set my culture this year because he was a competitor, but he always talked with his teammates about, hey, look, we have a job to do. Our job is to win. You know, one of my favorite sayings is if we win, we all win. And AK was basically the leader and the voice behind that, which is why it's no surprise that he's in the position that he's in. He's locked in and focused on winning while also producing and affecting winning. For the players that are coming, they know they're going to come in and play for guys, A, that have worked with a lot of NBA guys, between myself, Vince Taylor, DeMar Johnson, Delonte Hill. We've worked with a lot of NBA guys. Three of us have been at that level. I was there not that long ago, but kind of long ago. I guess that's why they call me uncle now. But we still know what it is and know what it takes to get to that level. So I think it definitely helps us in recruiting, helps us get the guys, and being in Nashville doesn't hurt at all.
Right. Right. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Wishing you the best of luck as you prepare for next season and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Head coach Nolan Smith joining us from Tennessee State. Aaron Nkrumah, you know, just barely. I was keeping track of it last night and looking at the best available board. He was right there as the picks were going off. I think probably would have been one of the next couple. It's just tough. 60 picks in the NBA draft. That's
only
it.
Only 2 rounds. Yeah. Right. I had to contain my excitement there because he said, I can't remember my man. Yeah. It's Brandon Knight.
Brandon Knight, yeah.
Well, there were two. Brandon Knight and Enes Kanter. But Enes Kanter did not play that year because he was ruled ineligible. So.
Was that the same draft as Eric Bledsoe too?
No, that was the year prior. This gotcha. Was 2011, so it was Kyrie Irving was the first pick.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I think James Harden was in that draft.
No, Harden was like 08.
Let's see. I'll pull it up. Jonas Valanciunas, Kemba Walker, Klay Thompson. That's who I'm thinking of.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Jimmy Butler at a Marquette. Was the 30th pick. Who's number 2? Derek Williams.
Oh, Utah?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Who am I? Derek Favors is who I was
thinking
of.
Derek Favors.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Great stuff from Nolan Smith, although Big Joe hates saying stuff. Great insights from Nolan Smith.
Good job.
He's always fun to talk to. I mean, former NBA player, former national champion at Duke, and of course leading Tennessee State to a NCAA tournament berth for the first time in 30 years this past season in his first year. So great to hear from Coach Smith. We'll react to what he said. We'll also talk Tyler Nickel went in the draft to the NBA champs. He is going to be a New York Knick.
It's still Tyler Nickel. with a K.
Yes.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tyler Nickel. And also Jacoby Gillespie went out of Tennessee last night.
So, and Otega Owe got drafted.
Yeah, we can talk about that as well. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up hour number two after this. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up. 1025 The Game.